It's a really important fact. There has been no regime change in Iraq. The Ba'athists still hold the power. They still own the means of production. They still own the means of organization, because they traditionally had the confidence and the luxury to organize, because ordinary people were not part of the Ba'ath Party, had no chance of that. They're still the managerial class in the oil sector, which is where I was working with trade unionists, with workers. They still have the same Ba'athist managers. When the regime fell, they actually killed a lot of their Ba'athist managers who had been informing on comrades, getting people killed. They threw them physically out as well, those that were not killed. But the occupation and the Ministry of Oil brought these people back, and they're basically repressing workers using the same means and the same methods as before. Also, in terms of government, Iyad Al-Awi, this is the Prime Minister of Iraq now. He is a former intelligence agent, former intelligence head of operations for the youth sector, which means this man was personally responsible for the torture and killing of many students, young people opposed to the Ba'ath regime. This man is now the Prime Minister. His counterpart, who is an ambassador, but actually shadow Prime Minister, is John Negroponte. John Negroponte was an ambassador to Honduras. During his term, he was an active proponent, supporter, responsible for the training of a lot of Contras in Nicaragua, Honduras, that South American belt. 40,000 plus people were killed in many counterinsurgency operations. This man is now counterpart to Iyad Al-Awi in Iraq. These people mean business. Their job is to repress the Intifada, which is taking place now in Iraq. And a word on the Intifada, the way it's being represented in the press is that it's all Mehdi army, Shia, Islamic fundamentalists, lunatics. This is not the case. The Intifada is widely supported, widespread, and it's an expression of people's frustration, desperation, and is not limited to religious forces. It comprises many different organizations, many different groups. There's over 53 resistance groups in Iraq, and most of them are sort of religious nationalists, but there's also many people who form their own militias. Iraq is incredibly well armed. There's a mass proliferation of weapons in Iraq. During the Iran-Iraq War from 1980 to 88, the military industrial complex in Iraq went into overdrive. As a result, you've got bazookas, Stinger missiles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, Kalashnikovs, all kinds of weapons fully available to everybody. You can buy a hand grenade for $1 in the Babasharchi market in Baghdad. The occupation was giving out leaflets in August with pictures of these weapons, offering, you know, asking people to have an amnesty on their weapons and offering $500, $250 for a Stinger missile, for a bazooka, respectively. People didn't give their weapons up. They wouldn't give up their means of liberation to the occupation.